From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Thursday, November 3rd. A Chicago man is charged with threatening to mutilate and kill Republican candidate for governor Darren Bailey. Chicago police say 21-year-old Scott Lennox called Bailey's office and left the threat in a voicemail. Bailey's campaign issued a statement saying they hope the man gets the help he needs. Prosecutors say Lennox also mentioned he didn't like Governor J.B. Pritzker either. A local member of the Proud Boys, arrested after the January 6th Capitol insurrection, has pleaded guilty to assault. Prosecutors say 25-year-old James Robert Elliott of Aurora swung a flagpole at officers, then thrust it into the police line, making contact with an officer. He faces a maximum of 8 years in prison when he's scheduled to be sentenced in February. The Feds raised interest rates again, this time 0.75 percentage point. The new hike will likely push mortgage rates past 7%. Compared to January of this year, the average 30-year mortgage payment on a $400,000 house would be an additional $750 each month. And inflation is taking a big bite into your Thanksgiving budget with rising food prices. Turkey Day this year will cost around 13% more. At least you still have a chance to be a billionaire. Once again, no one had the winning numbers in last night's Powerball drawing. The rollover jackpot for Saturday night's Powerball draw will be worth at least $1.5 billion. We're winning the weather lottery again with another November day of sunshine and a high of 75. For CBS Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.